次 the practice of 那个 meta practice is related to compassion.
It's related to compassion. In the Theravada, then you, yeah, there's probably more emphasis on loving kindness, on metta, than there is on compassion. And a lot of it the way it was taught in the time of the Buddha is that the four divine abidings of metta, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, upekha, equanimity, those are a constellation of divine abidings. That's what it literally translates, Brahma-vihara, divine abidings. One of the teachers in our tradition translated it quite nicely as in a modern vernacular. These are the four mature emotions. Mm-hmm. So this is what a mature being actually gravitates towards. But the quality of metta is considered the first doorway into those other qualities, and that metta is, it's hard to translate into English. When it's translated into time, I think this gives a more of a feeling of what it's pointing to is a well-wishing. Sort of like one wishes for the happiness and well-being of others. Where it's say that compassion is the wish to alleviate suffering. So that's how there's a differentiation. But it opens the doorway into that when we wish for the well-being of others, then it opens the doorway into that wish for their alleviation of suffering.